What is that?
I don't know. Some kind of bottle with nails and powder.
It's a hoodoo spirit trap used in ritual. The iron and the nails attracts evil spirits, and the moss and the leaves grabs a hold of them.
Yeah, but what about the white powder? And what's this?
That's the talisman, which marks the trap. And the powder creates a trail to lead the evil spirits to it.
How do you know all this?
My grandmother practiced brujeria.
Refers to Latin American witchcraft. It had been there a while, untouched. And the house does have a history, so somebody could have left it there for protection.
And guess what?
Well, what's the story on the house?
In keeping with the Halloween theme, I ran a search on the property address and found this.
MySpookyHouse.com?
Yeah, it's a site where people blog about haunted places they've lived. Lori and Annie's house actually has quite a few posts.
Well, the girls did say it was the site of a murder.
According to Spooky House, the story goes, a husband and wife, Greg and Beverly Miner, bought the house in 2003. He was a carpenter. The plan was to renovate and live happily ever after, but he had an affair with a co-ed from the nearby university, and when the wife found out, she became consumed with grief and hung herself in the basement.
And the husband?
3 months later, he killed himself as well, and it's believed that their spirits haunt the place.
What's the real story? Not the urban legend, but the truth. Is there a police record on any of this?
It was 10 years ago. The case package is archived. I requested it, but it'll take a few days.
The property report shows that the house went into foreclosure in 2003. The bank put it on the market. It never sold. It's been a rental property ever since.
Any obituaries? None relatives?
There's nothing. I can't find anything.
Who lived in the house before the two girls did?
Utility records show that a Dr. Lewis Atwood, professor at Alcott University, was living there.
Wait a second. Guess what the professor teaches? Paranormal and occult studies.
Find Atwood. Talk to him. See what happened in that house when he lived there. Take Janice. Ben, see if you can get archives to push to get us that case package sooner.
Is there any way we can switch that up and take Ben instead? Give us a chance to bond so we can see him, not a tunnel jerk.
Sure. Good luck with that.